We are an organization full of stories. Many stories make up our story. This next person needs no introduction, but I'm going to try. She runs our legislative and advocacy efforts. No one can say no to her when she calls and starts the conversation with, "Now, Rhonda, I need you to dot, dot, dot." When I went with her to the first day of the legislative session this past year, we walked in and a number of legislators came running to her, shouting her name. She was the most famous person in the room with all of those elected officials. To tell us about our advocacy work in Maryland, please welcome Sharon Maneki.
Wow, that's a great song. So, you know, it's really a very hard act to follow Bell and to follow the summer programs, but we'll give it a try. So, I want to share this quote with you because I like it. It comes from Khalil Gibran. And as many of you know, he wrote The Prophet. But I want you to just listen to this and think about it. So he said, "I slept and I dreamed that life is all joy. I woke and I saw that life is all service. I served and I saw that service is joy." And I think that really sums up what we do in the National Federation of the Blind, because of all the opportunities that we have to serve. So I want to talk about partnerships a little bit. We have many partnerships and many friends in the Maryland General Assembly, and we heard from several of them this weekend. Delegate Lehrman, Delegate Lewis, Senator Lamb. But I want to tell you about a very special friend that we had. And he started out as a delegate, and then he went to Congress. But we still kept that relationship, and I'm talking about the late Elijah Cummings. So Elijah became acquainted with the National Federation of the Blind during his first campaign to be a delegate, because Dr. Maurer was also running for that same seat. Now, although Elijah won and Dr. Maurer did not, they became allies and friends. And so this is a very good reminder to all of us that we should always be mindful that we are representatives of the National Federation of the Blind every day. And we should always keep our advocacy hat on and our promotion of the National Federation of the Blind in mind. Because that's what Dr. Maurer did, and it led to many great things. So, we had this partnership with Elijah Cummings. So, his first term as a new delegate was 1983, and he helped us right away because he helped us raise the fine for violating the Maryland White Cane Law. So, it used to be $50, and he helped us get it raised to $500. Now, for anybody that doesn't may not know this, the white cane is our basic civil rights law. And it says that we have the right to be free of employment discrimination, housing discrimination, and that we have the right to use the streets and highways and public accommodations. And so it's a very broad law, but a very important one. So then Elijah went out of his way to help enforce the white cane law. So there was a blind couple, and they lived in Laurel, and they were barred from using a spa in the gym because the owner said, oh, I'm going to have to watch you all the time, and you have to be safe. And you know how it goes, on and on, right? So we did a little protest, and on that part of that protest, there was Elijah Cummings. And then he went inside with us, and as we negotiated, and what do you think happened? We won. We did. We did. That's right. And the couple was able to use the spa. Now, most delegates would not take the time to do something like that and to really champion civil rights, but he did. Now, when Dr. Maurer became the national president, he invited Delegate Cummings to come to the national convention, and he accidentally came on the wrong day. Now, he flew home because he had something to do that couldn't wait, but then he came back on the right day and made a very great, rousing speech. Now think about that. Very few people would do that. Very few people would show that kind of dedication. Now I'll tell you another story. I'm gonna save that one for another day. In 1987, Richard and Lorraine Evenson were killed by a reckless automobile driver as they were crossing Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County. And we were shocked to learn, despite the intent of the Maryland white cane law, blind persons only had the right of way if they were in the painted boundaries of the crosswalk. And then the only fine that the drivers got, even though the driver killed two people, was a $40 fine. So we had to do something about that. Because as we all know, who the heck knows where the painted lines are anyway? So here's an interesting thing. Guess what? We had to argue about this in 1988, 1989, 1990, and finally in 1991, we got the right of way totally. So you no longer have to stay on the painted lines. And yeah, we should clap for that. We should clap for that. So Elijah stuck with us all those years, and also was a champion of that. Now, when Elijah Cummings moved to Congress in 1996, he did not forget the National Federation of the Blind. He almost always co-sponsored our bills, but here is another example of Elijah Cummings. In 2014, when Dr. Maurer stepped down from the presidency, there was a video of tribute to Dr. Maurer. And John Perret went down there to DC, and Elijah Cummings went out of his way to be a part of that video and to join in the tribute to Dr. Maurer. So we'll miss Elijah, but he really was a champion of civil rights for all Americans. So I want to tell you a few other quick stories. Now, you know, partnership is important. And sometimes we have disputes with some of the state agencies around, but we also try to work in partnership. And the Desiree Coleman is a good example of this. As President Hoffman said yesterday, we are helping Desiree keep her job with Delaware North, and Delaware North is the catering company that works at Camden Yards with the Orioles. Now, Doris is a work program. They can pay for training, they can pay for equipment, but there are things that Doris cannot do that we can. And we did not know Desiree. So when the Doris counselor sent me an email and said, this person wants to work, her employer only gave her 4 hours in 6 months, we got involved because, you know, we can talk to the employer. We can tell the employer, excuse me, this is not the way you do business. Doris can't do that because Doris is the state, but we can. So look at what we can do together. And so I'm very happy that a counselor took the time to do that. And I'm very happy that we were able to at least straighten out the employer and make them understand that the guide dog goes to work with its owner. And so that was a good thing that we did for Desiree, but we're not done. Because the employer, when she had her 4 hours of work, they said, okay, put these cookies on the tray. That's fine. But that's all they let her do. So when we're done, they're gonna know that Desiree can cook, bake, cut, slice, and every other darn thing that you need to do. So most of our advocacy work is with getting services for people, whether it's Doors or whether it's the IEPs. And you know, we do more IEPs every year, and partly that's because of our Bell program. So one thing, you know, what we do on one level helps with another level, and we are very happy to do the IEP work. But I want to remind you that, you know, IEP work is not go to the meeting once. It's many meetings. And we work for the parents and the students. And it is one of the very important things that we do. Now, Conchita gave us a great opportunity this year to provide information to parents and teachers because she has these webinar programs on the YouTube channel, and we were able to do one of them, and it was a great opportunity not only to share information but to get it in one place, and so that if a parent or a teacher wants to know about different laws, we have the links there. And we also got the opportunity to talk about the goal of education, which is independence and efficiency. I always like to tell the vision teachers, you're not going to go to work with this student, so why don't you let them learn how to do this by themselves? And another great thing happened in this webinar, and it wasn't even planned, but it just was worked out perfectly. So Henley Williams assisted me with this, and it was great because we talked about our Braille bill, and there was Henley who benefited from that Braille bill because she had to learn Braille due to the law, and she was able to tell them what that experience meant to her in her life. So thank you, Conchita, for that opportunity. We appreciate it. And I hope that all of the parents and everybody in here will go to that YouTube channel, wherever it is, and I can't remember where it is. But anyway, and look at that. And actually, someday soon, we're gonna link it to our website. You know, you really ought to look at the website, come to think of it, especially under the Know Your Rights section. For example, one of the laws that the Maryland General Assembly passed this year was the Hospital Bill of Rights. Now, I'm not going to tell you the 24 things on the list that the Hospital Bill of Rights says you have to have. Now, if you have to go to the hospital next week, don't ask them for the Bill of Rights yet, because they're still doing the regulations. But you're going to have a Bill of Rights. You're supposed to get it in an accessible format. Bill of Rights says that you have to be treated with dignity, and you have to get proper care, and you have to be told. And if you don't want to do something, they can't force you to do it, et cetera, et cetera. But it is a good bill, and you ought to go read up on it on the web, because it's on our website. And I want to thank all the web people who do all that great work for us. So I just have two short things to say. One is that regulations, man, they are boring, but you have to look at them. You have to know because, for example, the Maryland State Department of Education did some regulations about accessibility, and we looked at them and we said, well, why don't you put in training, and why don't you do this? And they did follow our recommendation about the regulations. So you never know what you can get into in a regulation, and that's our goal. You know, we want to get the laws passed, but then we want to get them enforced. Now, I hope that all of you will get involved in advocacy, no matter where it is and when it is, because I want you to think about this. There was a gentleman, his name was Ted Plout. Ted is deceased now, and he was a senior citizen, and we met Ted, and he said, gee, I wish I knew you earlier. I wouldn't have sold my house. So let's make sure that there are not any more Ted Plouts. Thank you.